Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so help me out of a jam here real quick, okay?
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking about this a little too much, and maybe this is just for dudes listening, but Stacy and I have a new girl friend. She's a friend that's a girl.
Okay.
Closer to Stacy than she is me, but not much, because, you know, when you've been coupled as long as my wife and I have been, 16 years now, you make friends with the whole couple, really.
Right.
Essentially, mm-hmm. Basically, not just the one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this girl that we know has been dating a dude for, I'd say, a month now. And Stacy and I met him for the first time very recently.
Okay.
So when we met them together, we were all in a club together, a bar, club, loungy setting, right? So Stacy and our friend end up in one corner. Maybe they're in the restaurant or in the restroom together. And me and the new boyfriend are together with each other for the very first time.
By yourselves.
By ourselves.
Two dudes,
right?
Hanging out.
Just two dudes hanging out. And this is very, very, very soon after he introduces himself to me. I mean, we're talking about 5 minutes go by between, hi, Bert, this is this guy's name,
right?
Blah, 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 blah. We all talk as friends. They go to the bathroom. So I've known this dude 5 minutes, right?
Brand new conversation.
Brand new conversation, right? Dude says to me, so how's the ass count in this place?
What?
What did he call it?
Yeah.
So how's the ass count in this place? The ass count in this place.
What does that mean?
He's asking me, because I was at the lounge longer than they were. They met up with us. Basically, give me a scouting report of the women that are in this place.
Oh, geez.
The girl count and how hot they are.
Okay.
First 5 minutes I met this dude, he says...
This is supposedly the committed boyfriend of y'all's mutual friend.
I'm not exactly sure what the commitment level is. I mean, they've only been going out with each other for... Right. They've only been going out with each other for a month.
Wow.
However, I know that she's digging this guy a lot. And one of the first things he says to me is, tell me about the ass count in this place.
Oh, boy.
Now, does he get a pass for just trying to be, like, manly? Like, yeah. I'm going to try to bond with Bert and be as masculine as I can. I'm just going to say ass count because that's what dudes do.
That's what I'm throwing out there. Am I reading too far into it, or
I'd
is it?
So turned off. Mm-hmm. I'd be so turned off if I was your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my second question.
Yeah, I would be turned off if I heard a guy I was going out with. Well, if he said that in a bar, yeah, I'd be offended.
I think that's what I agree with, Jen. Like, I think that's just because I get uncomfortable when guys do that. Like, I'm not a big talk like that dude. Mm-hmm. And I think some guys do that just because they think that's how dudes talk. Did he look like the type of guy who would say that?
Well, you make an impression of his looks after he says something like that to fit mm-hmm. your question. So I'm not really sure how to answer it.
Does he look like somebody that Wendy would date?
No.
Okay, then he has no right saying that.
And Wendy, again, she dates like these pretty boy Bushes.
Right. All the time. The Jersey Shore looking guys.
She would date the situation. Oh, gross.
She'd be Mrs. Situation.
See, like, I think in the guy world, though, I think if you're with your buddies and you've known them for a long time, like within your circle, you might say that to each other. But a brand new dude that you just met, I have never met a guy.
Yeah, you're talking to a completely different species about your own species. We don't speak that language.
Mm-mm. So you think it doesn't say anything about his character at all? Like, this guy is a player, right?
No, unless...
Because to us, it would mean he's a player. Yeah. And he's going to totally run around on her or whatever. But that's why I asked the question. Is it just dudes?
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Did you see any actions to follow up what he said?
We were all with each other the remaining time.
Doesn't matter. If the guy is truly bushy like that and would say something like that, then he would say, then there would be some action. Like, he'd be elbowing you. He'd be checking out girls' asses as they walk by. He'd be, you know, some hottie with a low-cut shirt. He would point that person out. Like, he would indicate it. I do think that there are guys who say stuff like that, exactly as Jen said, because they feel the need to say stuff like that.
But then I
God. And is your friend, would she want to be with a guy? Because like I,
let's take one at a time just to answer Jeff's question here real quick. I didn't see any other action the rest of the night that would indicate he was that dude.
Then he's all talk. And I guarantee you, if he was around for 6 months, you know, you said a month now?
Yeah.
If he's around for 5 more months, he would almost be a different guy around you. He's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. If Jen's boyfriend said that to you, I would laugh out loud if I heard Jen's boyfriend say that.
He would never, in the first conversation.
He would never say that.
I think it's a character.
I think
it says who he is.
See,
A gentleman would never say that.
No.
Somebody
that you care in the care of your friends with would never say something like that. I didn't explain that very well.
Well, if he wanted to impress you, if he was serious about this girl, he'd want to impress her friends. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Like, oh, I want to get in with the friends because I'm with the girl. So he would bring up a different
right, but if he's trying to impress you just as a guy friend, he would say that.
Let's pretend that
dumb.
You're not you and you're a caller, because it'll be much easier if I pretend I'm not talking about you right now. I think that he may, being a listener to the radio or whatever.
He is not a listener to the radio.
Does he live in Atlanta?
Not saying one way or the other, but I know he is not familiar with the show.
At all?
At all.
Never mind then.
Okay. Good morning.
I caught a lucky break on that one.
Hey, V, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, how are you, Bert?
Okay, what's up?
Nothing. I was just going to call and say that I hang out with plenty of other guys and stuff like that, and that is an absolute foul. That is a no-go among most guys I know. And if, I were hanging out with someone new, that would speak volumes about what a boost a guy is, because you just don't say that.
I agree. That's a red flag. First conversation ever, I think that's a red flag.
And was he looking around the bar the rest of the night, or was he paying attention to your friend?
I'd say he was paying attention to our friend.
Okay.
And I wasn't, again, one-on-one with this guy at any point.
You never said how you answered the question.
He said, hell yeah, there is. Take a look around.
Well, let me tell you.
Look at that fine one up at the bar.
He's like, 421.
You know what?
You see the bartender? Tap that.
I'll tell you exactly what went through my head, to be totally honest with you. My response out of my mouth and my response in my head were two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I would have taken response in head guy, but I didn't. Response in my head guy literally said in my head, I don't know, I'm married. She's the only one I look at. Is what came to my head, but what came out of my mouth was, I've never been impressed with the quality in this place.
See, that's you responding in a manly way. That's the man game.
You being a man, like doing the buddy bonding thing.
That's testosterone taking away your IQ points.
I wish the other dude.
Happens a lot.
I wish knee jerk guy came out and said that, because then he would have felt like a tool, and that's really what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
you guys touch tips.
We crossed the swords.
That's what you did.
Oh my God. You better be careful where you say this.
Yeah, easy.
Robert, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, Bert. I tell you, I agree with you. The guy, that's a really tool remark, especially to make the first time out. But you're a better man than me, because I would have used head guy, turned the puppy dog look, sideways thing, and says, well, not as good as family reunions, but it's okay.
So what's the next thing? I mean, do we go ahead and do we tell the friend?
No.
I don't think we do
either. I think
either.
You have to ride it out for a little while longer just
no,
to see.
But I do think you should tell Stacy your response.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did leave that part out of the conversation when I was relaying that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I did.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.